Bloomington City Council members say they are not ready to overhaul public safety in the city amid national calls to defund the police. But Eric Stock reports several want to start moving in that direction.
City Council member Jen Carrillo was the first on the council to suggest the city start shifting some resources to help the disadvantaged following George Floyd's death. After Black Lives Matter Bloomington Normal issued its demand that local governments slash police funding in half by 2023, City Council member Jeff Craybill called that an aspirational target. Craybill is a Black Lives Matter member. He suggests starting off with no funding increases, especially since the crime rate has dropped in recent years.
When we look at the U.S. military budget, we just say more is needed, right? Always more is needed because you can never do enough for public safety.
Craybill says stemming the growth of law enforcement agencies would force them to make more substantive changes.
If you look at the reforms that have been placed on police departments for many years, it doesn't seem to be solving the problem.
Craybill says one place to cut would be to remove police from schools. Councilmember Julie Emig says she's open to shifting resources, but says the discussion needs collaboration between the city, police, Black Lives Matter, the city's Civilian Review Board, the NAACP, and others.
We have all of these entities who are positioned to engage in restructuring and reform. And I think that collaborative piece is probably the thing that's most lacking right now.
Emig says she considers the 50% funding cut a starting point in the discussion to address what has become a sea change in how Americans view policing.
This is sort of kind of a national call that crime fighting is a very small part of what police may actually do every day. And if that's the case here, then let's talk about it.
City Councilmember Johnny Painter says she's willing to talk about it, but she says too much discussion goes too far, especially on social media.
People have been screaming at one another on Facebook and other social media over the whole thing. It's a shame that it has, an important issue is being shredded like it has been.
Painter also joined the fray, calling the local Black Lives Matter group unprepared and heavy-handed. Still, Painter says she supports some of the group's demands, including an end to cash bail.
I think it adds a layer of profit to our justice system, and I don't think that the free market has any place in our system of justice.
Painter says she'd like to see mental health and other resources get more funding, but she's not ready to take that out of police coffers yet. Councilmember Imboka Melombwe says he supports incremental funding increases in areas that could do the most help.
What I would do is to try to increase resources in some of the areas of concerns, economic opportunity, for example, and then little by little to see, does that make a change, in what we're having to address here.
But Milomboy says the city must proceed carefully so officers can still respond when they are truly needed.
You also do not want to create the fear for people that there will be less safety.
Others on the council were taking a wait-and-see approach. Councilmember Donna Boland says she has nothing to say about defunding police until there's an actual plan to consider. The next budget cycle is still 10 months away, so there likely won't be any concrete plan for a while. I'm Eric Stock.